Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win praises of others. Amen, I say to you, they have already received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearances so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you."
Good evening.
Good evening.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Thank you. Less than 3 months ago, when we began the Advent season, we began to prepare for the gift of the birth of Christ, the gift of the Word taking on flesh. And that was a sign to us of how important our earthly life, our human nature really is, that God became like us so that we may become like Him. And now we're preparing that last journey of how we will become like Him. Because Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The truth that He speaks to us of the Father's love and doing His will. The way is truly offering ourselves fully for God and for each other. And in through death, physical death, we regain the perfection of life. So in a few moments, to begin this Lenten season on this night of Ash Wednesday, we will be marked with the sign of the cross with ashes. And we'll hear, "Remember that you are dust, and dust you shall return." The reality of that saying is to remind us that how did man take on flesh? God took the earth. And what did He do? He breathed into it His Spirit and gave Adam life. So when we think about who we are outside of being dust, it's because the life of God lives within us. Remember that you were just dust before He breathed His Spirit of your soul in you. Remember that you were just dust, mortal, before you received the waters of baptism, when you were called to the fullness of life. And at your death, yes, this physical body will return to dust, only for a time, until that soul reunites with it in the perfection of the resurrection. So we use those words to mark the beginning of the Lenten journey to remind us that we need to move away from the reality that we know best, and that's our human nature, and begin to climb towards what is perfect, and that is Christ Himself. He came to be like us, so now let us be faithful to becoming like Him through this Lenten observance, especially through the disciplines of Lent, of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Father Roniel on Thursday evening gave us a reflection on Lent to help us prepare at the Theology on the Vine. It was an absolutely wonderful talk. And here's what he said. He said that Lent is a series of moments, encounters. A moment, he said, is a time period, not necessarily with a temporal understanding, but instances, moments set aside to be focused on something. And he says Lent is three moments that we celebrate in preparation for Easter joy. Moments by ourselves, moments with God, and moments with others. And he said that the three disciplines of Lent help us to enter into these moments perfectly. He says fasting is that reality that we, what, empty ourselves of the things that we really want and need. And I'm really hungry right now. And that's good. Because Father Raniel said that in we really come in touch with who we are and what we really need. And what we really need is not the things of the earth that will be passing, but to have that identity with our interior selves, where Christ dwells. So those moments by ourselves through the fasting that we'll do through the Lenten journey then sets us up for that perfect moment to be with God. We call that prayer. And in these moments, Father Raniel said, we should be trying to encounter Christ as he loves us and how then we can imitate him and share in that love. So the Lenten prayer should be different than our usual prayer. Our usual prayer, is it not, mostly petitions, right? Give us this day our daily bread. Give us the things we need to get through this day. Give us the things that we need to eat. Give us what we need on our earthly journey, where we petition for others' needs. But in the Lenten season, our prayer should be more focused just simply on who God is. And who are we to him? And how can we encounter that deep love? That's why we have the little black book that we use. That's why we seek to read the scriptures and meditate upon it. Because it is not about us. It's about us becoming like him. And then these two moments, the moments that we spend in fasting with ourselves and the moments we spend encountering God through prayer, prepares us to imitate that. In almsgiving, moments that we should be seeking to give what we have, not from our surplus, but from our deep relationship with God to others who are in need. Almsgiving always looks like things that help those who do not have in the world, only to set them up. Really, that's all we're doing, is setting them up. For them to know that if God's willing through us to provide for earthly things, how much more he's willing to provide for them in the spiritual things and the things that are eternal. So if we approach these disciplines of Lent as moments, then we will not only encounter the reality that we would be only dust without that interior gift of God's presence. We will return to dust if we never share that and call others to the life of Christ. I know that at some point in my priesthood, perhaps maybe when I'm a little bit older and I really don't care as much, perhaps maybe if I'm senile, I'm hoping I'm never senile. And here's the reason why I never want to enter into that Alzheimer's, because it's horrible, but I want to fake it. I just think that if, you know, you're older and you have your right mind and you fake it, they'll just say, and what I would love to do on Ash Wednesday, faking that I have lost my mind, is have you come up, I'll have my Sharpie marker. And instead of marking with ashes that within probably 3 hours you're going to be washing off your face, this sign would last for the 40 days. But the mark of ashes is only an outward sign for us when we receive it, so that we turn it as an interior sign in our intentions and commitment to prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Because if you received a permanent, indelible, outward sign
then we would not benefit from what the Father promises that we do in secret. Our Lenten journey is marked with the beginning of the reality of who we are with the ashes. But when we wash our faces this evening and we awake again tomorrow, the rest of our Lenten journey, the moments with ourselves in fasting, the moments with God in prayer, and the moments in almsgiving is done in secret. Because then and there, the Father in heaven will reward you. And your reward will be great. For you will become like his Son, not to fear death, but to seek the perfection of life in the resurrection.